So they're saying in the near future, by 2045 to 2050, we could have a space elevator that takes us all the way to the moon.
I love this.
I know, but it's not your traditional elevator style, rigid kind of thing. You know, you hop in a box and go up there. No, you have to hop in a vehicle that flies you into the kind of, what do you call it, the outer space part, join up to a cable, and then in a vehicle, on that cable, takes you all the way to the moon. Now, get this. It's going to be have to be 200 miles, all right,
yeah,
above the point of Earth's surface. That will be.
That's
a long way.
That's pretty high. Probably higher than the person who actually came up with this idea.
Yes. Well, the people who did come up were actually the Chinese. So they've had plans in place for this for a long time.
Really?
And have actually put the proposal together. Now, it is financially feasible, so they can afford it, which means, you know, Australia can't.
I love it that in the space race, China are like, we're just going to take an elevator. You know what? No rockets needed. We're just going to... Bing.
Bing. There you go.
I'm sorry. And you get into that elevator, right? And what's inside? You know, like, yeah. Are there levels? Like, atmosphere, troposphere, into the moon, orbit, you know, all sure. These things. Like, what level are you going? And will there be someone in there greeting you? Like, a space cadet in there?
Like the old school ones.
Floor, sir? Yeah. Let's go orbit, yeah.
Or there could be, like, a space station on the way up. You can pull into that.
Yeah. Look, I love these technological ideas, and we're all into let's embrace technology, see where it can take us, apparently out of space, but I just see too many problems with the elevator to the moon idea. What if you're in there with someone you don't know?
Do you conversate?
How hard is it going from one level to the next level with someone in there you've got to avoid having a conversation with?
Mm-hmm.
You spend hours in the atmosphere trying to avoid conversation with this person.
Well, you know how nerve-wracking it is actually flying? You're in a big thing, all right?
Oh.
The cable is going to be no thicker than a lead pencil.
A lead pencil?
That is no joke. That is what they're saying. It's going to be no thicker than a lead pencil.
My lead pencil used to break all the time back in school. I don't know if I could trust my elevator to the moon with a lead pencil.
Not a chance.
Wow. Okay, so there's still a way to go as to the development of said elevator to the moon. Just between you and I, the dummies right here, we've come up with a couple of problems and issues.
Yeah, well, doesn't the Earth, like, spin around and stuff?
You're going to have, what, a couple of hours in a small box with someone you don't know, possibly a little... Oh, now I've got to put up with that too.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, and you get all the way to the top to the moon and you're somewhere that has no atmosphere whatsoever. I mean, to top it off, elevator music. Okay. This is taking longer than I thought.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Sorry, no, I don't want to talk. Oh, we've got four more hours to go?
Yeah.
Let me out of here!
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast!